Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we know the Cavaliers were eliminated. That was rough. Wasn't this a wildly entertaining NBA postseason?
It was excellent.
It was really good.
It was excellent on both sides, both the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference side, between the Game 7 between Oklahoma City and Denver in there as well. That Knicks series against Indy was a lot of fun. Like, there was a lot of good basketball.
It really was. And I give the NBA credit because I just thought it was wildly entertaining. And we're in a situation now, and you can debate the pros and cons of this, that it does not appear that there's, you know, any dynasty currently. We might be on the cusp of one. Oklahoma City could become that kind of a team, but there are a lot of teams capable of making a deep run in the NBA playoffs. And I think dynasties are often really good for a sport, the idea of things being wide open and very competitive, at least this year, certainly led to some really, really entertaining playoff basketball.
Parity is a wonderful thing for a league as well. Because parity means...
Yeah, that's Dan Menigan, by the way.
Parity means that when the season starts, 20 teams think they have a shot. 25 teams think that they have a shot. Like, that's a great place to be if you're the league. And that's where you kind of want to be. It's part of the reason why Adam Silver is talking expansion, and you're hearing those conversations going on all over the place, is because there's enough talent in the league that you can have a conversation about 25 teams having a shot next year if things break their way, and especially if you play in the Eastern Conference.
I would agree with that. We had a very young Oklahoma City team. And Dan, I think that is good for the NBA. You know, we certainly enjoyed it here. We had a long run with LeBron being front and center in deep playoff runs. A lot of Golden State Warriors stuff. A lot of Boston Celtics stuff. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with any of that.
The Lakers, good forever for them.
Yeah, the Lakers forever. And many of it with LeBron. But I think we're starting to see a little bit of a shift. And not just in talent, but maybe in the way that teams are constructed. And that to me is interesting. I think Indiana is less constructed like the typical formula that's usually been successful. Oklahoma City might be more typical because they're built around a guy who has become a superstar player in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Another guy who's on his way to being really good. I mean, if you're going to make a comparison like this, if Shai is Michael Jordan, then Jalen Williams, at least one of the Jalen Williams, is clearly Scottie Pippen. And Chet Holmgren is better than any center. I mean, he might be Tony Kukoc plus, you know, and that's a really interesting threesome. And by the way, they're great in that commercial when they're all wearing that silly royal blue jacket.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. That's a good call.
That's more typical, you know, where you have the star player. But Indiana built a complete team that came at you as a unit more than most NBA playoff teams do.
They were, Indy was so good about going, okay, Domantas Sabonis is a really nice player. He makes us better, but we can get more for Domantas Sabonis than we could for Miles Turner. Because like Miles Turner is where this whole thing starts. And that guy has been on the trade block for 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 5 years.
Since the minute he got drafted, it seemed like Miles Turner was on the trade block. And they traded Sabonis. They brought in Halliburton. They then made the trade for Siakam, where they gave up the third round picks as well. They made the sneaky move of talking to Boston about Nesmith, who was sitting on the end of that bench because Boston had way too much talent. They went and drafted Nembhard. Ben Mathurin was a second round pick. Like, this team is another one that was cultivated and built. It was just done in a way where Indiana never tore it down, because that's not how the Pacers operate. They don't believe in tearing it down to the studs and rebuilding it. They believe in just a perpetual retool. And that by retool, they can stumble into a core like this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mathurin was a first-round pick, by the way.
Okay. So one of them was a second-round pick. Was it Nesmith then?
Yes.
Okay.
Sixth overall pick for Mathurin, who I thought might take over yesterday when Halliburton went out, and he had a good game. But see, that's, you know, if you're looking at the Cavs, and we're gonna look more deeply into the Cavs in the noon hour, but that's the type of guy that, you know, they can bring off the bench with Indiana that I don't know that the Cavs can bring off the bench. You know, Ty Jerome did that this year, but Mathurin can be a guy who could be a real hammer for them.
When it's back to your whole thing, what Mathurin is 6'6"?
He's 6'6".
Yeah, that's back to your thing.
Yeah, it's a reality. Mm-hmm. It's the reality.
It helps.
If you look around with what happened in the finals, and folks, I'd love your thoughts on this. Did you enjoy the finals? Did you think it was entertaining? Did you like the basketball? Did it set some new trends for the NBA? 216-474-0092. I do think this finals can have some impact on the league, because teams copy like crazy. That happens all the time. Not maybe like the NFL, but teams copy like crazy. Couple of things. More up-tempo, Dano. The speed of the Indiana Pacers was evident throughout the entire playoffs. They get the ball, and they did it in the regular season as well. They get the ball across half court. They get into their offense more quickly, and they pass the ball more per possession than most teams. That was cool to watch. It was fun to watch. And that's something that I think is easy to copy. Hey, let's pick up the tempo a little bit. Let's get that ball. Let's get the offense initiated. Get the defense a little off guard. Then let's move the ball like crazy and get open shots. In other words, really basic basketball. Really basic.
There was a great piece on The Ringer a couple days ago where they sat down and talked to Mike D'Antoni about this Indy team.
Yeah, the type of basketball that he coached for years. Yeah.
Coached for years with the Phoenix Suns, the Houston Rockets, the New York Knicks for a little bit as well, and his whole philosophy of 6 seconds or less.
Denver,
and by that philosophy, 6 seconds or less was we need the best shot that we can get in any possession is within 6 seconds of the shot clock. That was always their philosophy in Phoenix. So they would run the ball up the floor, and they would try to find the open shot within the first 6 seconds of the shot clock.
And if you didn't find one, then you move the ball like crazy.
Move the ball like crazy and figured it out. And so it's so funny that this Indy team came around to that general idea and a concept, but it makes sense because, again, one of the things that Indy had was a true point guard. Tyrese Halliburton was a true old school point guard, yeah, where he was going to find his shot, yes, no doubt, but he was going to set everybody else up, and he was going to set that offense up too. And he did that so well, and by pushing tempo, and by keeping people on their toes, and by doing, you know, the poking and prodding that he would do, were almost like would put guys on the yo-yo where they would have to go up and down and up and down because he was just kind of sliding all the time. Such a talented, fun team to watch, and I would love to see more teams copy that, because it's just a fun brand of basketball to watch. The hardest thing that would come out of it with the indie side of it is finding the true point guard anymore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And you can make the argument that, you know, some guys are point guards, some guys aren't point guards. Think about Magic Johnson. And I know we're talking incredible Hall of Famer here and great talent. If Magic wanted to, he could have scored 30 points a game.
Absolutely.
But he didn't want to. He had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He had James Worthy. He had Byron Scott. He had Kurt Rambis. He had players that needed the basketball. And, I mean, how do you not get the ball to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Of course you do. So Magic did. You know, and that's the type, and I'm not saying Tyrese Halliburton is Magic, but that's the type of point guard philosophy that I've loved. And I was not a Magic Johnson fan. I was not a Laker fan. That's why I wasn't a Magic fan. But I loved the way he played the game. And you don't have to score 25 points as a point guard. You don't have to do it. And it's better if you have options so that you don't have to. And I think Indiana did. Halliburton took advantage of it, and they took him all the way to Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Andre Miller had an unbelievably long career by the fact that he could set guys up with the best of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you watched it here in Cleveland for a good period of time, and then I think he
led the league in assists 1 year.
He played all of 12 years after he left Cleveland as well, just setting guys up.
Not moving very quickly.
No.
And he didn't move very quickly when he got into the league.
Just knowing how to play basketball and knowing how to set people up and all that stuff. And I hope that becomes one of those takeaways that you're talking about from this series, that other teams go and look around college basketball and look around the G League and go, where is my true point guard? In fact, I look at this Cavs team and think to myself, I wonder what a true point guard would look like on this Cavs team.
I mentioned last week you weren't in the one day. Somebody called and we were talking about the Cavs and blah, 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 blah. And they were talking about, you know, Darius and Donovan, and we're going to get more extensively into that. And I said, here's what we're talking about. Imagine a guy like Tyrese Halliburton playing point with Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell. Imagine that. And that's what you're talking about here. And because there's so many guys in the league who can go out and score 23 points a game if you get them the ball. Guys who can go out and, you know, average 19 a game if you get them the ball, if you set them up. And that's why I think a true point guard could help so many teams. And maybe that is something that comes out of this series.
Well, and you saw what happened when Halliburton went down and McConnell took over. Which is McConnell was looking for his shot. He was playing iso ball. And all of a sudden, those Siakam back cuts all of a sudden got clogged up.
You know what,
and
though?
And those open shots were not there for Nembhard. And they had to work to get Nesmith open. Like, it, without that true point guard, that gravity was gone.
The one thing about it, though, and I have to give, I'm not going to say McConnell went iso. Oklahoma City's defense was so good.
Smothering. limbs everywhere.
They were so good last night.
I mean, it blew me away how it was just limbs everywhere. Like, it looked like some kind of like the science fiction monster with four arms that were just like everybody playing defense for Oklahoma City had four arms instead of two. Like, it just was insane how good that defense was.
And McConnell ended up salvaging the third quarter, but that's when Oklahoma City really pulled away.
Correct.
And they just came out and really played some really good defense. The other thing about this series, what might change in the NBA, and we've seen a proliferation of big scoring games in the NBA and scoring averages of teams going way up, Dan, and you're seeing 120-point games and, you know, with regularity. Oklahoma City was a really good defensive team in the regular season. And I wonder, and they did it with two bigs a lot of time, Isaiah Hartenstein and, of course, Chet Holmgren. And I wonder, does that lead to a little more of a big man defense emphasis? And if it does, there's one team that's already set up for that, and that team plays about a mile down the road here.
Well, let me take a half step back from what you said in the beginning, which is the idea of that sweltering defense. And it was there the whole regular season as well. I wonder,
exactly.
I wonder if some of what you saw there was also a benefit of playing the same team seven times, where there's really you have made every adjustment to the adjustment to the adjustment off of that other adjustment. Like, you know what the other team is going to do. Everybody knows everything. There's nothing left in the playbook that is going to open anything else up. And I wonder if some of that sweltering defense falls under that. Do you see it that way, or do you think that Oklahoma City, nah, man, it's just limbs and athleticism and good luck to you?
And scheme. I mean, you don't play good defense by accident. You have to want to play good defense in the NBA. The Thunder did, and it won them an NBA championship, among other reasons. How else could what happened in the finals change the NBA a little bit moving forward? How are teams going to tweak? More thoughts coming up. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dan is in for Andy today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.